Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wow Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Welcome to Wild Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show, and this is your host, Tracy Chantel, and finally joining us back, my co-host,
Trish. I'm back.
We thought we lost you out there somewhere, whether it was just a little bit of nice to you.
Just okay. Enjoying my summer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're glad to have you back.
You guys. But I'm back.
I think we miss you, Tim. As everyone knows, summertime is almost over for some. For me, it's not because I love the hot weather. Okay? It can stay here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay? I can't take the cold. But however, We will continue bringing y'all some hot talent from across the globe, y'all, wowing you with some new hot music. Okay, now the Access to Rising Artist Show, I'm explaining to it for all our new listeners out there. The Access to Rising Artist Show is a platform for rising artists to shine. We grant our listening audience access into the Access to Rising Artist vault. And I know you're going to say, well, what is that? Well, I'm not going to get into that yet. Just hold off, okay? Okay, we're going to bring you into the vault of some independent recording rising artists from around the globe. The music genre ranges from R&B, pop, to hip-hop, gospel, reggae, jazz, rock. That's right. We bring y'all all. We bring it all. We don't discriminate, all right? And during our regular airing, as always, we always have you join us on the show as our co-host as well. And we'll also have special guests on the show from the entertainment industry to share their knowledge, their experience with their music career as well. Okay, so throughout the show, we're going to be providing some contact information for you, for all y'all independent recording artists out there who would like to have your music featured here on the show. We're going to be mentioning our contact information throughout the show for you to send in your music so that we can review it and for consideration to get airplay, okay, on one of our upcoming episodes. It's a big thing. That's right. Okay. And also, again, we'll be periodically throughout the show giving you, provide you our new URL for our website. Let me slow it down. Let me take a breather. All right. And if y'all haven't seen it yet, go check out our new updated website. It's beautiful. We have a lot more information, a lot more platforms and opportunities for you to enhance your music career, okay? So make sure you check it out because I'm excited about it as well, you know. So please
check it out.
Check it out. And you know what? I'm going to give a special shout-out to someone. We got to give a shout-out to Lil Sace. Sadie, okay? That was just a little shout-out request. Hey, Sadie. And also, you know what? We celebrated a heavenly birthday yesterday. My aunt, Trish, mother.
My mom.
That's right. We're wishing a happy heavenly birthday to Norma White as well. Miss Adele. Yes, we do. So right now, we're going to continue moving on. And, okay.
It's time for good things to be released. Yes, okay. I know that our new listeners are wondering, what is that sound?
Well, I know they are.
Yep. Well, you heard Tracy Chantel mention that we'll be taking you inside the AAA boat. Well, that's the sound of the boat opening. And when you hear it throughout the show, it's time. It means it's time for good things to be released. That's right. We'll be taking you inside the boat as well as we release some of the hottest independent recording artist music from around the world, always giving you, our listening audience, refreshing new sounds that need to be released, heard, and enjoyed.
That's right, y'all. Okay? And sometimes you'll hear it first here on the Access to a Rising Artist show. Okay, we've been doing this for over 8 years, so we know what we're doing. It's a privilege to be on our platform.
Exactly.
But anyway, not only will we be releasing hot music inside the vault, but we're also inside the vault. You'll hear us give you some valuable information on a variety of resources and tools that will be released to you, our listening audience. Now, on some occasions, stepping out the vault, like I mentioned, it will be a surprise guest who will join us on the show to share their artistic journey in the world of entertainment, to inspire, inform, and motivate you as an independent recording artist to take. So you need to take note and apply it towards building and enhancing your career, okay? It really. And we had an excellent show last week. So if you didn't hear it, we had a guest on, a rising artist guest, Young O'Head, but then we had a surprise guest, Mr. Keith Kleizart, and he's a CEO, and he's a 12-time Platinum Award-winning producer as well for Team Mashin Entertainment. He worked with and currently works with such artists as Snoop Dogg, all of West Side artists out there. He's done movie scores as well. So check it out. They was providing some valuable information last week on the show. So that's what I mean when I say we have special guests join us as well that come out that vault, okay, and provide some valuable information for you. So if you didn't hear it, I advise you go to our website and bring it up. Everything's there at accesstorisingartists.com. Okay, you're going to hear that a lot throughout the show, okay?
That's right.
And also, all our audience out there, listen, audience out there, if you're not a musician, we'll also have guests here also providing information for you as a guest to, again, empower your life in some way, somehow, and we hope that it does, so that you can bring about some positive changes within your life as well.
Right. Now, there are times that all of our listening audience, they will not agree with us, Tracy Chantel. We may think some music is hot. They may think it's not. Our listening audience are the ones that we aim to please. That's why we want them to know that their show, that this is their show as well as ours too, and they be acting as our co-host as well as by voting on the evening featured songs to Let It Ride or Pass It By. That's right. Your vote will decide the Let It Ride song for the week. You can cast your votes three ways. You can call 718-766-7864. Again,
Trish, not to interrupt you. It's 4864. 766-4864. That's okay. You've been on vacation. Get your mind right.
Okay. So that's 718-766-4864. Okay, and or you can join us in the chat room online at blogtalkradio.com/the Access to a Rising Artist Show, or you can submit your vote by email at theaccesstoarisingartist@gmail.com. The artist that receives the most Let It Ride votes will be profiled on the website as the artist with the wow factor featuring their song for 1 week, where over thousands of viewers visit daily, and they'll be receiving worldwide recognition and exposure. That's a good
thing. Yes, it is. Right now, I know we did a lot of talking, but right now we're going to take a little brief break. Give us like 40 seconds. And we're going to come back, and Trish is going to let you know what that Let It Ride song was that received the most votes and which artist has been voted the artist with the wow factor. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Give us 79 seconds.
Do people call you thrifty, penny pincher, a cheapskate? Well, that's good, because the Cheap Cheetah Money Show embraces that lifestyle. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show offers you a place to share, learn, and be creative with people like yourself who know the true value of a dollar. Join us, www.facebook.com/ The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Or listen to our radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/cheap-cheetah, where the only name we will call you is family.
All right. That wasn't too long. That wasn't too long. We're back.
Not
We're
at
back.
All.
Now let's give another hand for last week's artist with the wow factor, Young Old Heads, with the song Anybody.
They're not new to the show. They definitely not.
No, they're not. Definitely not new at all. And they received the most Let It Ride votes. That's right.
Right,
now, let's give another spin so that our tuned-in listeners can hear. While you're listening to the song, you can go and take a peek at the artist's profile at www.accesstorisingartist.com. So we're going to do that Let It Ride song.
All right, well, let them hear it. Let's see why it received the most votes. That's just kind of favorite one of the favorite ones of mine as well. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Anybody by Young Old Heads.
G was chillin' last weekend with a case of natural ice, just drinking. He had the beat pounding, I was freestyling, little Mike dancing, and he was laughing. Canoes players is what he's yelling, and Rockside players is what he's banging. And she been down for a long time. He drops the beat, I write the rhyme. Keep a good movie just to laugh a lot. Make it so bad we don't smoke pot. Beer got to rotate, yo, never get hot. Kick some wing dings, coke it in the pot. Gotta keep a case on the front step. I'm like, gee, you got a buzz? He say, yup. Let my brother know that it's getting late. And Mella got some food on the hot plate. He said, I'll take you back to the north side. Grab a six pack, put it in the ride. Me and G rolling on the highway. At the flyway, we deal with the trunk way. Then I got a call the next day. My homie Canusa passed away. Now you grown, rest in peace, Pepper.
This is your channel.
Yeah.
Anybody lost somebody in your family?
Yeah.
Your mom, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, your brother, your sister, little girl, little man. This is your channel. This is your channel.
This
is your channel.
Losing anybody is really hard to handle. Some pour drinks, others rather light a candle. Mind gets confused, you puzzle and you ramble. Yesterday she wanted her eggs lightly scrambled.
Man,
how am I gonna live without her?
How
am I gonna live without her? She was my best friend, my main ace, boom, boom. By noon, she was telling me to get out of the bathroom. A perfect smile coming home so I can tell you. I'm a day wait and I couldn't wait to smell you. Listen to the radio, a special report. There's a shooting downtown in front of the food court. Please, Lord, let this be her calling me. I'm swallowing, cause the situation's really bothering. The sheriff's on the phone, I hear screaming and hollering.
Your wife has been shot by the ice cream parlor, and she's in the ambulance strap with the collar, and she's in bad shape. Call her mother and her father and go to the hospital. She be in St. Margaret.
I had to pull it over cause I started getting car sick. Got to the hospital, she's critical, unstable. The doctor
that was real
like
hot, man. I enjoyed it.
Like, yeah. I think a lot of people could relate to that song today as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
so much going on in the world. That was Anybody by Young O'Head. They received the most Let It Ride votes last week for their song title, Anybody. All right. Now, today, I'm excited. We have a guest that's going to be joining us, a Rising Artist guest. And I'm excited about speaking with him. And I think we can bring him in right now. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think, Trish?
Let's bring him in.
I think we waited long enough. This is a Rising Artist, R&B artist, goes by the name D. Bradley. Let's give him a hand.
Yeah. Am I here?
Oh, yes, you are.
Hello?
Here.
Yeah.
Hello? We hear
Hello.
You loud and clear.
We can
oh,
hear
please.
You.
I hear you loud and clear. I'm listening. That was an awesome song, man. It was rap music. That's an awesome song.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was all right.
Glad
yes,
to be here.
Wow. How you doing?
I'm blessed by the best, you know. That's my story, and I'm sticking with that. How you doing?
Okay. There you go.
Great.
There you go.
Great.
Before we get started, I'd like to have all my guests let our listener audience know where you're calling from, what state you're representing, country. Hey, we get them all around.
Well, I'm born country. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, originally. Right now, I live in Palm Springs, California. Yeah, so I've been in
okay.
California for about 35 years, you know. But I go home, mm-hmm. you know, as often as I can. I used to do twice a year, but maybe now I only get there once a year. But I'm still country.
Okay, yeah, we have a little in that voice. Okay. But anyway, let's keep it moving. First of all, let's talk about you as an artist. First, we're going to ask you a couple of questions, then we're going to play your song, your title song, and then we'll close it out. You know, just give me a little briefing, close it out, where let our listening audience know where they can find you at, et cetera, okay?
Okay.
First of all, what kind of what's your music genre? Let the audience know.
Well, we doing what they call out here, my little nephews in L.A. call it R&B pimping, you know, and that means we keeping R&B on the block, man. I'm doing what I'm good at, you know. When you do your best work, that's when you do what you know, you know. So
right. Did you say R&B
pimping? Yeah.
Huh?
R&B.
That's what he said. That's right.
Yeah.
R&B.
It used to be a bad word. It ain't a bad word no more. It's, you know.
Oh, not at all. No, I just wanted to make sure I heard it right. So that means swinging it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're keeping it alive, you know, so we do what we're good at. You know, you do your best work, you do what you're good at, you know, and I'm good at R&B.
Okay.
I've been in this business for a while, you know, we're independent.
Right.
We've been independent a while. But, you know, we travel extensively doing what we do. You know, God bless, be able to go in and out the country and around different parts of the world, you know. And we just doing R&B. It's still alive. It's,
that's
you know,
right.
Still,
they bring it back. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it never died. It actually
okay.
never died.
Right,
okay?
Right. Yeah,
exactly. All the hip hoppers is using it to enhance their music. That's all
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, well, that's where it comes from. That's the roots, you know.
There you go.
It's all. It's all a joyful noise to me. It's the gospel, you know.
That's right.
We're just trying to bring some joy. You know, that's what it's about. We want you to forget
okay.
about them worries. It's another department in the church. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you another question. Now, tell me something about, they call you Mr. Candyman?
Candyman. Yeah, that was the first CD that we did. It was the Candyman. We had a pretty good run with R&B on that. We still got some songs out there that's still hanging on, you know. It keeps us alive. You know, we don't want to be the best kept secret, so we try to keep it coming, you know. And
right.
we thank God
okay.
for, we thank for this Access Artist Radio show you have. We thank God for that, you know.
That's right. You don't think.
Yeah,
you
so
act
I,
like
I
you know. Okay.
Okay, we have the most high respect for what you do, you know. And because
right,
if you don't
right.
do what you do, I don't have avenues to do what I love to do, you know?
And that's
right.
what this platform is for all of y'all out there doing your thing and not getting an opportunity. Other, you know, there's a lot of platforms like myself, you know, and we're out here
yeah.
trying to again, let y'all be heard. R&B also, you know, it's a platform for all music genres, you know. So
yeah.
I'm glad to help, you know, to
That's
make y'all,
beautiful.
Give y'all
yeah,
even
yeah.
more wider exposure and recognition as well, you know.
Yeah.
So right now, tell me about a little about the song we're going to play this evening.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit of what inspired it.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, you got Donald Trump and Bush on the Republican Party. You got Biden and Clinton on the Democratic Party. How about let's be ready to do the blues party? How about that?
Okay.
We want to express that joy, you know, in the bottom, as we call it, you know. I'm heading out in a couple of weeks on a some promotional tours through the South, and that's where I'm from. You know, live is R&B live has always been in the South, you know, region type thing, and in the North and the East.
Yes.
It's never
yes, it has.
A lot of exclusive clubs, but, you know, and they do good, but it, at one time it was kind of like just a grown folk music. But in the last, say, 10 years, 12 years, since all the used to be young hip hop artists or producers and that kind of thing, they kind of OGs now. So
yeah,
they don't even know
yeah.
what they really was raised up on with their mom and dad's heard, you know, the kind of music I was raised up on. So that's what I do. And I feel that it's just been a void for a while because it used to be a soul chart category. Like you used to see in the back of the Jet magazine and stuff like that. Well, that's not there anymore. And that's kind of where, especially in the mid, like in between the North and South, the areas, you know, from Michigan to Ohio, Chicago, to down to Florida, through Georgia, you know, we've always still had that soul music type of thing, especially when you see live bands, you know. If you ain't playing, you know,
always,
you can't get up there and just act like you
can
sing. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So,
right.
You know, this kind of music.
So let me
right
ask you
here.
Another question. Not
yeah.
to cut you off, you know, we just don't, you know, just heavy up, you know, we gotta get everything in. We don't want to miss anything. Just let me ask you one question. Who would you say a lot of people?
Did I lose you? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm
Hello.
Here. Can you hear me?
Okay, you have. Yes, we
yeah,
hear
I'm here.
You.
Okay.
Okay. I was asking you the question, who do you usually be get compared to, like, remind as another artist, a well-known artist? Because I have someone in mind that you would kind of remind me of your music style as well. Is there one particular person that people would say, you know, you sound like...
Who?
Well, frankly, Frankie Beverly.
Okay.
You kind of remind me of him, his style. And actually, and then when I saw the videos, I said, oh, he sung the song, too.
Yeah, that's my homie, man. That's my guy. But, yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm
probably
glad
naturally.
I'm glad
you're
on style.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
sometimes,
yeah.
most of the time, people's always, you know,
oh,
you
listen,
remind
I
you of
take
someone
that
else.
Highly. I take that highly. I mean, because I have a lot of respect for Frank. That's my guy. We,
all right, and well should.
Been associated for a long time, you know. And
okay.
And, of course, everybody do the comparison. But, I mean, yeah, I probably.
Not
you know,
comparison, but more like, you know, just someone, you know, kind of remind
yeah, Frank,
you of.
Yeah, you
know.
Hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. You hit it
right,
on the
like
head.
Put you in the mind of.
Yeah, you hit
mind.
It on the head.
Well, you know what? Let our listener audience, let they make their decision. I'm going to play your
right,
song.
Right,
let our listener audience hear. And the song is titled Blues Party by
Blues
Mr. D. Bradley. All right, here we go.
Woo! Let me give me a drink. I'm going to give it a drink, yeah.
Woo!
I went to the little old shot house with intent to have a ball. And when I got inside, there's people standing up against the wall. I could smell fried chicken, cigarette smoke. Again. And when I hit
All right. I enjoyed that.
That was Dee Bradley with his song titled Blues Party. And it's definitely a type of song that puts you in that mood. I could see everyone, you know, dancing, you know, vibing to that, mm-hmm. clapping the hands.
Yeah.
That's
still good song.
That's it. That's the idea. Yeah. Just, you know, good time song, party song, you know. I don't think it's been one in a while, you know, something that you can just, it ain't about what I'm singing, it's how I'm singing, it's the theme and what you feel, you know, because music is that feeling. So it's just an emotional
song. That's
soul, you know?
Feeling. You definitely have that soul in that song. So right now, what I would like to do, and we definitely enjoyed you talking, speaking with you, and letting our listener audience out there hear this is how you do it, R&B style, okay? The real R&B style.
Thank you so much.
And what I would like you to do, just let our listener audience know where they can find you at, you know, in the cyber world, and also, you know, how they, if they want to book you for shows, let them know. This is your time.
You can hit me up. I can be found on imnews.com. That's imnuc.com. I'm News. That's over there with Ms. Paula Moffitt. Or you can just hit me up at dbradleycandyman@yahoo.com.
All right, y'all heard that.
dbradleycandyman@yahoo.com. You know? And hey, you just Google me. You know, you can find me. Some kind of way you can find me. And get in touch with me. Yeah, we do all occasions for bookings, you know. So we don't have promotions doing right now back in the South. But, you know, give us a call, hit us up. And God bless you, man, for playing our music, man, and keeping it alive, you know.
Yes, and definitely. Y'all can also, to the audience, can go to accesstorisingartists.com if you want to see the face that matches the voice. And also, if you want him up, if you can't remember or you forgot, you could come through us, and we'll contact Mr. Dee Bradley ourselves as well.
Right on.
Okay.
So right on.
We thank you so much for joining us here on the Access to Rising Artist Show, and we hope to have you back in the future.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming back to you. God bless you. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's give a hand. Welcome. Yes. Wonderful interview. I enjoyed it. But right now we're going to take y'all to a break. We're going to come back with some more music, and then we're going to go into the Cheat Cheat Corner. How about that? Okay. So hold on and don't go nowhere. Access to Rising Artist Show will be right back. Give us about 45 seconds.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotions get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Access to Rise on the Show, and it's your host, Tracy Chantel, and joining us, our co-host.
Cheers.
Okay, we were just speaking with R&B sensation, Mr. Dee Bradley, and we heard his song, Blues Party. We enjoyed it. It was a feel-good song, and we had a little fun with him. Again, if y'all want to get in touch with him, contact him, Dee Bradley, Mr. Candyman, at yahoo.com, or go check us. You can go through the accesshorizonartist.com website as well. All right? So right now, we're going to play one song, and then it's our favorite time of the show, too.
Oh,
we're going to go into the Cheetah Corner. All right? Right now, I'm going to play a little R&B for you. Let's keep the R&B going. How about that? I think so. By Mr. Keith James, and the song title is Not My Day.
Thank you. Hey, that lover, damn, I miss you. It's been crazy. I paint this picture. Drop my pancake on my mattress. Tried to pull off, tires flattened. Lost my celly in my coffee. Then I yelled at by Miss Bossy. If my luck doesn't change, I'll be out of my brain by the night. When your head's out of place, you're behind in a race of light. Oh, just not my day, not my day, not my day. Now it's just not my day, not my day, not my day. My day now, it's just not my day. Jam my finger in the stable, knock my top off the table. Had a ticket when I left work, then got caught up on the social network. If my love doesn't change, I'll be out of my brain by the night. When your hands out of place, you're behind in the rain. Sometimes it's just not my day, not my day, not my day. Now it's just not my day, not my day, not my day, not my day. Now it's just not my day.
Take y'all into. Well, we got a couple of minutes. I'm gonna play one more song. Then we going into the Cheap Cheetah Corner. So we're gonna play one more brief song, and we're gonna go right into the corner with Miss Roxy Hill.
You know, Tracy Gentel. Sometimes I can just sing that song.
Yeah, not my
not
day.
Not my day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
so I can relate.
With that, yes, indeed. Not my day. Yes, but right now we're gonna play one more song selection, and then we're gonna go right into the Cheap Cheetah Corner. How about that? This one's titled "Boyfriend" by Naraya.
Hustler, I don't need nobody else. Please. You need clothing, You need to get back and forth to your job every day. You need to pay for your medicine if you're sick. A want is I need to go on vacation. A want is I need to get a brand new car with all the doodads. A want is I need expensive shoes. A want is I need to buy my kids a whole bunch of stuff since they're going back to school that they really don't need. You know, so you have to understand between what's a want and what's a need. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you watch a lot of TV, okay, especially a lot of reality TV, where you know a lot of that stuff is they take a lot of liberties. People's like, oh, XYZ has this, I'm going to run out and buy it. Or you watch mm-hmm. infomercials. Or you watch, well, you can be glamorous if you buy this cream for $500 a jar. Mm-hmm. Stay away from TV. Because TV is about your money. Okay? Friends. We all have friends who love to shop. They like to shop. Some like to shop very cheaply like I do, and some really go into very high expensive stores. If you have friends that are nothing about, it's all about spending their money, then I would say find another set of friends who share your same values. Like, look, I got to get out of debt. So that way you're helping each other and not hindering each other when it comes to spending money.
Right.
Also, I always preach stay on a budget, okay? You have to stay on a budget. I was reading,
and that's sometimes so hard, not to cut you off, so hard for people to do, to stay on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
I have trouble, too. I mean, we're all human. We're all human. But you sit down and you say, okay, fine, I'm bringing this amount home. How much are my bills, and what can I really cut back on? You know, so you have to really look at things that you really don't need. Or can you buy something of the same quality that's cheaper? Okay, because I don't know about you, but remember back in the day where you used to go in the grocery store and used to be these white boxes called no frills?
Okay. Right, yeah.
You don't even see no frills in the supermarket no more. And
oh,
no,
no, you sure don't. Do you?
You don't see
them
no more.
Don't they call it something else? Sometimes they call it something else?
They might. But remember the white box? You don't see none of the white boxes no more. And that was the cheaper. Those was that was really the cheaper version of, say, if you bought Frosted Flakes, and then you saw the no frills Frosted Flakes, and it was in a white box. People would buy the most expensive box. It was $5-$6 a box. Where they don't realize that no frills is made by the same company. You know, so you have to really analyze. Especially now with the kids going back to school and stuff, I'm like, I can't fathom buying my kid $175 pair of Jordan sneakers. Jordan ain't giving me.
You know, you got that right. Time's hard today.
What? Maybe Jordan
$175 going towards rent.
Right. You really have to look at where your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to avoid situations where you know it's going to tempt you to spend money. Okay, mm-hmm. Like we all like to gamble. I'm one of them. Gambling is money. Also, let me see what else. When we shop, sometimes we go in the store, buy one thing, and end up going spending more than what we really need.
Yes, yes, that's my problem.
And basically, like you can go on Walmart. Okay, and say, okay, I'm only getting a pair of stockings. Don't you come out of Walmart with like $100 worth of stuff? You say, can I just come in here and get a pair of stockings?
Yeah,
stockings, the dress to go with it, the shoes,
right?
The accessories,
bed, groceries.
I'm like, get to a show because you know Walmart has everything. So you buy a ticket for a show, everything.
Right?
The bus ticket, the train ticket, the plane ticket.
Yeah.
But you know you're welcome. I just came in Walmart just to buy a pair of stockings for maybe $1.98, $2. But you walk out of Walmart, Walmart said thank you for the $100 you didn't put down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I hate when I go into a
store and say, I just could not let this go. This was to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy it. Oh, my God.
Or you go into the store and say, I only have enough for this, and this is all I'm getting. Then you see something, you dig it in your bag. Well, let me see. I'm not changing.
No. No. The worst is when you go into a store, like I go into a store with a $10,
uh-huh.
and I go to the cashier, and the stuff comes to $50, and I say, okay, wait a minute, 1 minute, let me go get my pocketbook. And I bring $10 in the store with me because that's all I want to spend.
Uh-huh.
And then I have much more money. And I go get my pocketbook. Now, that's crazy.
See,
that's crazy.
You know, and we don't really think about, all right, by the way, you know what, like you said, it's only $10. I'm just going to spend this $10. It's that temptation mm-hmm. that we have to say, no, this is it.
Right.
I can't. I got to take the extra mm-hmm. money and pay down the bill. Or I have to
right.
take the extra money and buy something that maybe I really need or my child really needs. That extra $30 you're spending could went towards saving or investing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop mm-hmm. with the, see, that's the temptation. Or when you go to, like, say if you go to amusement parks or say if you go to the movies, we automatically say, all right, fine, I'm going to buy whatever the movies have. Like, if you go to a movie, which is like, what is it, $50 now, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. If you take kids.
Okay.
You know, if you're taking kids, mommy, I want this, or mommy, can I get some popcorn? No. Popcorn like $90. No.
I know. $100 if you buy a drink.
Boy, you should have went to 99 cents. Wait, boy, you
no.
should have went to Walmart before.
That's, no, I'm hip to that. That's what I do now. I'd be like, let's go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Everybody get exactly what you want. And my pocketbook is always big. I always carry a big bag. So I'd be like, come on, give me your stuff. And then we just go right into the movie.
Yeah.
The prices on that movie thing. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't mean to cut you off. But
right
now, I just want to play one song, and we're going to do something different. We're going to play another song, and we're going to come back into the Cheap Cheetah Corner. Okay, Bina, we have so much fun talking about it. So just hold your thoughts right there, Nancy. And everyone, don't go nowhere. We're going to play another song selection, and then we come right back to the Cheap Corner. Nancy Hill is going to take us out today. Okay? Right now, we're going to play Carmen Boutte. No, first let me say you're listening to the Access to Rise the Artist Show, and this is your host, Tracy Chantel, with my co-host,
Trish,
who's been in my
head. And also live up there with us right now in the TV channel, and right now we're going to take you into another song selection, and we'll be right back. We're going to listen to Stop and Move by Carmen Boutte. Uh-oh, wait, hold on, y'all. My fingers just did a little something. Caught me off guard there. Here we go.
Bring your heat, I'm about to nudge up.
that was Carmen Boutte with Stop and Move. Welcome back to the Access to Rising Artists show. And we had a great time today. We're going to go back into the Cheap Cheetah corner. But right now, for all your listening audience out there, y'all rising artists out there who'd like to send your music, be sure to do so and send it in by email to accesstorisingartists@gmail.com. And any information you didn't get earlier or you need to hear again, go to our website, accesstorisingartists.com. We have all information there, different platforms, opportunities for you to be part of. Go check out our past episodes here on Access to Rising Artists show as well. All right? So right now, we're going to take you back over into the corner once again. And let's go back in. Roxy Hill.
Hey, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
We were having so much fun, right?
No, we were talking about things that were so expensive. We were talking about money temptations.
Yeah.
We were talking about Walmart and different things that you do that you say, okay, fine, I'm only going to go and spend X amount of dollars, but you end up spending much more. Okay. Especially now with the kids going back to school, you know, Staples has a good sale on 10-cent stuff and everything, but then when they start going back to school and they want these backpacks, it's $60, $70. Really? It's, come on. No one thinks about, you're like, all right, well, we're going to get all this for school because, you know, you want your kids to be like everybody else. You want them to have all that stuff. But where does stuff go after about 6 months to a year? You know, where's the stuff going? You came out of Staples spending $300, and he don't even have no computer.
Exactly.
So,
yes, I agree. Money is funny.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you just have to really be conscious, especially if you set a goal that, okay, I need this money for something. I want to take my kids on a Disney trip next year. I want my kids to graduate, and I want to do something spectacular for them. Or I need to pay down because I want to buy a home, or I want to buy a car, or just like your music people, it costs money to make recordings. It costs money to put yourself out there, to do your trip, to go different places. You need the money to help you do what you want to do and what you love in life.
Yes, indeed. So, and like you said, they need all of that. But they're going to go spend hundreds of dollars for these sneakers. Those sneakers can't get you on that plane or into that hotel because you can't book it because you're broke
right now.
But right now, you know, we have 2 minutes left here on the show. Actually, less than a minute, actually. And not to cut you short, but we had such a fun time today inside the Cheetah Corner, Roxy Hill. Let's give another hand.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. We thank our rising artist guests today, Mr. D. Bradley, for joining us here on the show as well. And we'll all be back next week. Wow, Wednesdays. Access to a Rising Artist show. Y'all stay blessed now.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.